Charlie Guy.
Well, I was sitting on the boardwalk. I mean, I don't know if you know the boardwalk in Cath. I mean, there are certain sort of vendors and shops available. And there was a small ice cream shop that had the biggest queue. And it took us about 45 minutes to get an ice cream. We were sitting there eating it. I went, this is great. This is just like being at home. And then I thought, well, hang on. Why can't everybody come here? And, you know, the queue was too big and it's too far for the guys on the flight line to actually go and get ice creams. And I went, tell you what, guys, let's buy an ice cream van and bring it to Cath. And that's what we did.
And did everybody originally look at you thinking, you're mad, you can't possibly do that, it's impossible?
I am mad. Everyone has agreed. Only someone like myself will come up with such an insane thing to do. That they agreed. They sort of came along with me, so they must be just as insane as I am.
Now, you've painted out and kitted out your little ice cream van with the camouflage exterior. Tell us a bit more about that.
I did that sort of twofold. So it was actually fit into the environment, obviously, and again, be a little bit wacky, be a bit of a laugh, you know, let everyone sort of feel as if it's theirs, if it's camouflage, it's all part of the ISAP community, if you like. When you think about it, we bought the van on eBay, and the van only cost us about $4,200. It's cost us three times that to paint it and ship it over here.
Right, so once you found it, then you had the problems of actually getting it out here on ops in Afghanistan.
Yeah, that was the biggest problem. But I mean, a big thank you's got to go out to the guys at Bryce Norton, who were trying their hardest to fly the van out, because we tried to do it on a budget. It was sort of a wacky idea, just to give something back to the troops at the time. And we thought the Royal Air Force would fly it for us, but there was a rip going on at the time, and obviously rockets and bombs are a lot more important than a little ice cream van. So we had a little vote between the three of us. We put our hands in our pockets, and we came out with $25,000 and flew the thing with National Air Cargo.
Oh my goodness, so you funded it yourself? Because I was thinking maybe a little bit of a Max and Paddy road trip over.
No, we thought about that as well. You know, we did think, well, you know, let's drive it over, but of course it wouldn't have got through Pakistan. It would have been sort of taken at the border. And then we thought, well, let's put it in a container, but it's too big to go in a container. We hit all sorts of obstacles. Every obstacle that we came against, we sort of brainstormed between the three of us, we resolved and moved on.
And now tell us about the lady serving it, because, you know, you've got images of Melanie Sykes in there. Do you want to flick on that, love? Where did you get your girls from dishing out the ice cream?
We talked to a couple of the people that worked here on the base already that had relatives in the Philippines that fancied a job. We interviewed them, talked about the job we wanted them to do, and then we paid for their flights, flew them over, paid for their visas, and brought them onto base.
That's amazing, isn't it, for the CV? What have you done in Afghanistan? I've been serving up troops some ice cream. It's so good for morale.
The girls are, I mean, absolutely fantastic. I mean, they're the two most popular girls on base. Everyone knows them now. They walk around and they just love the ice cream van. They love what they're doing. The music and the fact that ice cream is making everybody smile, and it's making everyone's day. And that's really what the dream was all about, and we're happy that the dream is a success.
Well, the big question is, with Gordon, Neil and Craig, now you've got a little lucrative business up there, is he going to spread to other bases on ops? Because I quite want a Mr. Whippy here. You're making me hungry.
I mean, it was in the initial sort of concept business plan to get our licence with Comcast that we expand to Bastion within 3 months. And because of the popularity and the interest, we're planning, if we can get this van working properly and get our finances together, I mean, we need an air conditioning unit to do that, we will have a van in Bastion.
That's going to be a lot of good news for a lot of ears. That's amazing. If we do get a van, have we got chocolate sprinklies and a bit of chocolate sauce?
The customers have asked for is like sprinklies. British Forces Post Office thankfully posted us out a bag of them. You know, my wife posted it using the post office. So thanks, we've got to go to everyone that's helping on things like that. We've got sprinklies, we've got flakes, we've got sauces, we've got everything. Bevel gum, what they call screwballs. Yeah, we do them. Yeah, we do whatever you used to get when you were a kid, we're trying to do.
That is fantastic. You have come up with an absolute treat. Dragon's Den need you on there, because what you've done is just amazing. And we've got temperatures about 40 degrees at the moment. It's only going to get hotter here on ops throughout the summer. And it is just the small things, like a little ice cream, that really, really pick up morale. I mean, you must have seen it firsthand.
Yeah, and it makes everybody smile, believe me. And just knowing that we've done that together, the three of us, just is a fantastic. It made my day.
Well, you've